Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, January 18th, 2013, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Timing is very important if you intend to direct any money into your 401k retirement accounts. Your elections must be on file no later than 23:59 Central Standard Time on January 22nd, 2013. Flight attendants who do not make a special election for their profit sharing will receive the entirety of their profit sharing payment as taxable cash compensation. Profit sharing cash compensation will be subject to applicable taxation and withholding, which for U.S. taxpayers is at the federal supplemental or higher rate. We've received a number of questions regarding the annual W-2 forms that United is required to provide to employees. While it is true that these forms have historically been available around this point in the month, legally the company is required to have these documents postmarked no later than January 31, 2013, for the 2012 tax year. It is our understanding that work continues in the preparation printing of these documents, and the company is aware of its obligation to employees as well as the deadline for sending these out. As in the past, the company does plan to have these forms available electronically. Several of you have asked questions about the method used by United Payroll in correcting the shortfall in the collection of Social Security taxes from the January 1, 2013 paycheck brought about by the last-minute agreement in the fiscal cliff negotiations. We have been told that United corrected the problem by withholding 8.25% from the January 16th paycheck. Should you have additional questions, contact Corporate Payroll for assistance. Most local councils are conducting local meetings between now and the second weekend of February, when the 2013 regular meeting of the United Master Executive Council, the MEC, and AFA Board of Directors meetings will be held in Chicago. These local meetings are held to solicit your input on the business being conducted at the MEC and BOD meetings. Make plans to attend a local council meeting and be sure to provide feedback to your local council president. If you cannot attend your local council meeting, take a moment to make a call or send an email to your local president. A schedule of these meetings can be found on unitedafa.org. Thursday, January 17th, United announced that they expect to record $439 million during the fourth quarter of 2012 in special charges. These special charges, United explained, were from integration-related costs, impairment costs, labor agreement costs, and gains on sale of assets. United will announce their fourth quarter and full 2012 year financial results on Thursday, January 24th at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. On January 16th, the Federal Aviation, the FAA, ordered an immediate temporary halt of all United's 787 aircraft after numerous reports of battery overheating and fires. The FAA is requiring Boeing to issue a corrective action plan before any flights can be resumed. Since the Boeing 787 was unveiled last year, it has been troubled with problems. It is not unexpected for a new aircraft undergoing the certification process to have teething issues. However, safety is always the first priority. Throughout the certification process, the FAA, Boeing, and United intensely monitor the 787 in the same manner they would any new aircraft. In the meantime, United has decided to suspend playing the introduction of the safety demo video, which highlights the 787 aircraft. Flight attendants should fast forward through the introduction portion of the video prior to showing the safety demonstration. If you experience difficulty fast forwarding or on an aircraft that does not feature this ability, a live safety demonstration should be completed. If you have any questions about the suspension of playing the video introduction, please contact your in-flight supervisor. Has American Airlines done the unthinkable after 45 years? American Airlines' familiar red and blue AA, the Eagle, and the name American have all been featured on the jet's unique, shiny, unpainted silver exteriors until now. As part of American's restructuring and bankruptcy, the company wanted to reflect on how they were evolving as a company on the inside, on the outside, throughout their product. The company introduced their new livery and company logo to the world January 17, 2013. The new company symbol, or logo, is an updated version of their iconic eagle that incorporates the many icons that people have come to associate with American, including the A and the star. American Airlines is the nation's third largest airline and is currently still in merger talks with U.S. Airways. Should the airlines merge, it is reported the new airline will be called American Airlines. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.